I should mention there's some other members of the study committee in the room that might be also able to answer questions. Any questions over there?
Michael Moyer from Popular Science Magazine. Typically when a report like this is commissioned for the National Academy's decadal report for priorities in physics, that goes to help guide, you know, where research dollars should be going over the next 10, 20 years or something. Who is the intended recipient of this report? Whose ears do you want to have it reach, and what do you hope will be the effect of it?
Well, first of all, this work, in fact, was commissioned by the National Science Foundation Engineering Directorate, and they are hoping to utilize parts or perhaps all as a serious and substantial input into their thinking about strategy, future budgets, et cetera. But as I said this morning, we also very much want to use this as a basis for outreach to inspire young people to come into these fields, see what some of the challenges are, help explain to politicians broadly why it's so important to continue to invest and utilize the tools and knowledge of engineering and science and medicine. Our first foray will be the website, that's a pretty spiffy website, actually, that is up on the National Academy of Engineering for the Grand Challenges. It's highly interactive. We're going to engage people in the public in thinking about things like how would you prioritize these, what would you add, what would you subtract. So we see it largely as a communication effort, but hopefully places like NSF and the work of the Academy themselves we'll latch on to some of the core issues here and use them to ultimately guide real policy.